You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking.
Good Tuesday morning today, everybody out there in the land of interwebs, internets, clicks, mouses, and all that good stuff. I just wanted to wish everybody an amazing Tuesday today. I know we're just coming off the weekend and we're heading towards the next weekend. That's usually what we try to guide it on, right? We try to guide it on from one weekend to the next to see where we're at with everything, what our plans are, how we're enjoying time with our family, our friends, all that good stuff. So, it's Tuesday and it's October 10th and some of the leaves are changing, which is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing time of year up here in New England. And I know some of our No Finish Line Nation fans and folks that are out throughout the country are posting pictures of their foliage throughout the whole entire time. And as we call ourselves, even though I'm a local and I've been here for years, I love the fact that we can go peeping and we can go taking a look at some of the beautiful colors of the foliage that happens. Not sure how well it's going to be or how rich and how dark the colors are going to be, only because the average temperatures right now is around 75 or 70 degrees up here in Maine with these tropical storms kind of pulling the tropical air through the area. But it is what it is, right? But I think this weekend we went to go to my son's football game. We drove and we got to the area around Standish area, Maine, and went to the game, and it was really warm out and the sun was kind of peeking through. We had some showers, we brought our umbrellas, but the foliage was still peeking through really, really nice. And hopefully this weekend and next weekend is going to be absolutely gorgeous. So great time of year, good time to get out, get some runs, get some walks in before the cold, nasty, gross grips of winter comes into play. And then the four-letter word that starts with an S and ends with a W happens. And then all of our outdoor activities are usually null and void unless you're a skier or a snowboarder. Okay, so today's Coffee Talk is about reflection. It's about past history. It's about where we've been. And, you know, we talk a lot about, in this journey, previous experiences, things that we've done in the past, things that we've seen in the past, and how we are able to adjust and overcome and adapt and those kind of things. So the brain work part of it is all about a lot of what our history is and what we've been through. So, and that's life in general, right? So as you're growing up, you learn from your mistakes. If you're a kid that trips over a certain part on the carpet and you fall down and you skin your knee or scrape your elbow, 9 times out of 10, you're going to learn from that mistake and you're not going to trip over that same exact spot again because you're going to avoid it, jump over it, go around it, or whatever it is. You're going to put the steps and measures in place for you not to fall down that same path again. So it's interesting because a lot of things in life we do that with. We learn from our mistakes. We learn to adjust. We learn to focus and fix situations where we might have fallen or failed or done different stuff that we shouldn't have done before, and we fix it. We fix the situation. So usually the reason we fix it is because it's usually something that happened to us that is painful, something that has happened to us that has caused some sort of pain to others around us or whatever it is. We figure it out and we focus on what it is that we need to do to be able to not fall into that situation again. The one area that I find in my life, I've learned a lot in my life. I've learned a lot of different, I don't know, tips and pointers for me to be able to be successful in life, right? But the one thing that I don't necessarily park in or where I don't necessarily excel at is around my health journey. Because a lot of times, how many of you have all been there? And I posted this on Connect this morning. How many of you have been there with the fact that you're feeling good, you're losing weight, you're going down the road of clothes fitting better, and you're receiving more compliments from people, and people around you are noticing, and it just feels good, right? It feels good because you're feeling better about yourself, your image is better, and you're just in the zone, right? You're in the zone. You've gone through this journey of weight loss and health related stuff, and you've gone down the road of feeling really good about yourself. And then all of a sudden, couple things might happen. So one, life might happen and a tragic event or some sort of situation might be going on where you then start to snack more and start to binge eat more because you're trying to cope with the stress of life that goes on around you. And then you start to see that slide start to happen, right? Or we get comfortable and we get complacent and we get lazy. And we start to say, well, I'm not really going to track the way I was because I know what that point value is. I know what that is and I know how many points are in that. So I'm just going to go ahead and incorporate that. I kind of know and I'm kind of winging it that I'm there. And you do this little bits by bits by bits. So whether you're a calorie counter, whether you're a carb counter, whether you're a Weight Watcher, whatever journey that you're on, we all get to this place where we might feel like we've got it under control and under wraps. You know, I've heard from many lifetimers, people that have been in the journey for a long, long time that still struggle to this day at times because although they know how to maintain, they know what they're supposed to do, they know where they're at with everything, but life happens and our mental game gets off point and we start to slide different directions. And this journey is common with many, many people, including myself. So I've lost weight in the past, in my previous journey with things like, I don't know, low carbon or exercising or whatever it is. And then I just get complacent and I get lazy and I don't know why. I don't take what I told you about earlier, where if I fall and I skin my knee somewhere or I scrape myself or I cause pain or angst or some sort of anguish to myself that I learned from other things when I'm a child or a teenager or different stuff. And I learned that I shouldn't probably do that because that's going to end up hurting me. But why don't I do it to the same thing? Why don't I treat it the same way that I do my health journey? How come? You know, I think about that often. I think about why is it that the mental capacity that I have upstairs, and not just because I'm a food addict, and not just because I'm a social eater or somebody who likes to curb my pain or curb my stress with food, but more so, why can't I learn the behavioral aspect of when I was a kid and I can learn from my mistakes and not and avoid that bump in the rug and not have to trip over but go around or create a plan to be able to fix my situation? How come I can't do that now? Or why haven't I been able to do that in the past? Because I feel like I do have a better wrap around it this time. I feel like I'm aware of it this time. I feel like I'm talking to you about it right here on Coffee Talk, where I can sit back and I can say to myself, I have a plan. I'm thinking to myself, if this is the way that I'm wired and I get to a point where I feel really good. I mean, it's really difficult for the past year for me, or I'd say about 11 months that I've really plateaued. I mean, I've gone down a little bit and I've gone up, but I've really just maintained the entire summer, the entire springtime last year, and now into the fall, I've maintained the whole entire time, which on one hand is a huge victory. That's something really good to celebrate. That's something that you should really park in and give myself a kudos for, because summertimes happen, barbecues happen, food happens, parties happen, all that stuff, right? 4th of July's happen, all the different summertime festivities that happen where food is usually tied into what the time of year that it is, including what's upcoming with the holidays. But I've maintained. I've stayed right where I've been just about the whole entire time frame during 11 months. So one, that's a victory. Two, it's hard not to get into your head where you're thinking to yourself, I'm still in the weight loss section. I've still got my goal that I want to hit down the road, but I just don't have a timeline set around that, which I probably should start to ratchet up a little bit to just turn the heat up a little bit. So for me, it's interesting because it can get really dug into my brain. It could be that earworm that goes in and just sits there and just parks there and is a negative thing that you go through. And usually what happens when you get into negative spaces, we eat. We eat poorly. We slide. We stuff our faces. I should say I stuff my face because I'm not sure that that's what everybody here does. But that's what I do. And that's what gets me into trouble. So now I need to learn from what I've done in the past. I need to learn from those types of situations that I've seen in the past where I hit that plateau or I didn't lose where I wanted to or life happened or whatever and I started to slide and I started to eat and I started to nibble and I started to bite and I started to do all these things where I was snacking throughout the whole entire evening or I was doing whatever it is. You know, I have to have a maintainable lifestyle, so I do need to incorporate some of that in my life, but I need to snack with better foods, and I need to be more cognizant. I need to track every single thing that I'm doing because that's how I'm wired, and I need to be successful moving forward. This is something that I need to put into place for myself. And so we've all been there, all of us. When I opened it with today, how many times have you been down this road before? The key to it is, what are you going to learn from those times that you've been down this road before? What are you going to put in your mental notes, write down on a piece of paper or however you want to be able to track it or keep it, for you to be able to learn from your previous mistakes, learn from the things that you've done before, and be able to incorporate that into making some smart choices now? If it is just as simple as you hunkering down, just like myself, hunkering down and focusing on the behaviors of tracking, on the behaviors of being vigilant, on the behavior of being resilient and fighting through urges, fighting through cravings, fighting through different stuff and just tracking. Or even if you do have an urge and you do eat something, to track it, track it, track it, track it. Make sure that you put the behaviors in place. Now remember, that's my journey. If you're not a tracker, but you are a calorie counter or you're a gym person and you find that you're going from 5 days down to 3 days of the gym and you say to yourself, how do I go about fixing that situation? It's about the behavior. It's about the mental thought process that goes into you thinking about going to the gym. And instead of thinking about it and overthinking it and then talking yourself out of it, how about just going and doing it? Just pulling the band-aid off and going and doing it. If you are a tracker and you eat something, track it. It's as simple as that. It really is. Because then there's a level of accountability with that tracking. And me personally, I need to learn from my previous mistakes. I need to learn from the fact that I start to get complacent, start to get lazy. I start to then just start to, I don't know, start to have faith in the fact that I can do it. But remember, I always talk about the fact that I'm a food addict. And if I'm a food addict, I can't just rely on the fact that I can have the faith that I can make it happen. You know, I'm Mr. Degree in college and everything else, and I'm really smart, and I can really focus on the fact that I can make that happen. You know, no, actually, the food addict part of it takes over all the time. And how do I prepare myself? I prepare myself with the proper behaviors. I prepare myself with the right focus where I need it to be. And now that I know what I've done in the past and I know what my brain can think of or what the capabilities of my faults can be able to overcome and take over for any of the strengths that I have, at the end of the day, how am I going to approach that? And what plans in place do I have to be able to promote and create the behaviors for my success? So that's my coffee talk today. That's what I want to focus on. I haven't done one in a few days, which is, you know, not only with the fact that I've been helping family and taking care of that aspect of it, but I've been extremely busy. So this one was really helpful for me today because I can feel from friends of mine on the Weight Watcher program and friends of mine that are going to the gym and friends of mine that I was in the Navy with. You can feel the tides all the time. So when they're on point and they're really feeling it and they're in the zone, they feel good about it. They're right there. Everything's great. But then when they start to slide, this is where we need to focus in on these types of things. And this is what I'm feeling right now. And this is how I'm feeling about myself, along with my friends that are going through stuff also. Focus on what you know. You know how to be successful. You've been there. You've gotten to a place where you've been successful before. So what are the behaviors that got you there? Number one. Number two, what's your plan to stay focused on those behaviors? Because that's the other part that happens. You might have a plan. You might be able to write those things out of exactly what it is to be successful. But at the end of the day, are you going to really be successful? Are you going to set yourself up for that success? Are you going to focus on the behaviors and the mental side of it? I don't know. We'll see. So for me, that's what I'm focusing on today. The behaviors and the practices that I've put in place before to be successful, I need to get back to the basics and the fundamentals and get really good at what I know and really good at the behaviors that I know will lead to success. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.